الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم اللغة الإنجليزية واحد، الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحية.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear students, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the third session of this course, English 101. In this session, we are going to discuss four topics. Number one, yes or no questions. Number two, WH questions. Number three, capital letters. And number four, one punctuation mark, that is the comma. Now let's begin discussing these topics one by one. Let's begin with the first topic. Topic number one, yes or no questions. You know, questions in English are divided into two types. Yes or no questions and WH questions. What are yes or no questions? These are questions in which you have to answer with either yes or no. Now, how to form a yes or no question? There are some rules that should be followed in order to form or to construct a yes or no question. It depends on the sentence and the verb in that sentence. I'ada, how can we form a yes or no question? We can form yes or no question by following some rules. These rules depend on what? Depend on the verb and the tense also in the sentence we want to make yes or no question. Let's have these rules. Rule number one. If the verb in the sentence is a form of verb to be, you know, verbs to be in English, we have present verbs to be. These are is, am, are. Also, we have past verbs to be. We have only two, was and were. Or verbs to have when they are used as helping verbs. Like what? Like have, has, or had. Or a modal verb. You know, the 10 modal verbs that we have are will, would, shall, should, can, could, may, might, must, ought to. Now, if we have one of these verbs in the sentence and we want to make yes or no question, we have to move that verb before the subject as in these examples. For example, number one, Sammy is a taxi driver. This sentence includes one of the verbs to be, that is. So we have to say, is Sammy a taxi driver? Now what did we do? We just moved the verb to be at the beginning of the question. You know, this verb to be is followed by the subject, which is Sammy. Another example, Ahmed and Saleh are brothers. Also, we have a verb to be here in the plural form. So we have to say, are Ahmed and Saleh brothers? So what did we do here also? We moved the verb to be are into the beginning of the question. This verb is also followed by the subject. Here we have a compound subject, Ahmed and Saleh. Let's have another example. He has done the homework. This sentence includes one of the verbs to have, that is has. And it is used as a helping verb here because it is followed by the past participle of the main verb, that is done. So we have just to move that verb to be at the beginning of the question, and we have to say, has he done the homework? The last example, Rami can speak English. So this sentence includes one of the modal verbs, that is can. Also, we have to move that verb to be at the beginning of the sentence, of the question, and we have to say, can Rami speak English? Now, this is the first rule. Let's move to the second rule of yes or no questions. If you want to make a question with the main verb in the simple present tense, we need to use do or does before the subject. So the sentence is in the present simple tense. Here we have two choices. Either the subject is singular or the subject is plural. If the subject is singular, we have to use does at the beginning of the question. If the subject is plural, we have to use do at the beginning of the question. Let's have examples. Number one, you speak French. You have to say, do you speak French? Second example, they like ice cream. You have to say, do they like ice cream? You know, you have two answers, two possible answers just. Yes, I do, or no, I don't. Now, what about having a singular subject in the sentence? Let's take this example. Ali wants to buy a car. Here, the subject is singular, Ali. So we have to say, does Ali want to buy a car? So what did we do here? We just wrote does at the beginning of the question, and also we write the base form of the verb, want. We didn't say wants. Also, you have two possible answers. What are they? Yes, he does, and no, he doesn't. Now let's go to the third rule of yes or no questions. If you want to ask a question with the main verb in the simple past, so what is the tense here? It is the past simple tense. We need to use did before the subject and then write the base form of the verb. For example, he played football yesterday. Now what is the tense here? It is the past simple tense, you know, yesterday. So we have to use did at the beginning of the question. And we have to say, did he play football yesterday? So did at the beginning of the question, followed by the subject, followed by the verb in its base form. That is, you have to change it into the present again. Not only the present, but in its base form. Second example in the past, Sam went to Europe yesterday. You have to say, did Sam go to Europe yesterday? Third example, I moved to Sana'a last month. I moved to Sana'a last month. Here also, last refers to the past. So you have to say, did you move to Sana'a last month? Beginning with did, and then followed by the subject, followed by the base form of the verb. Now let's have an exercise. Ask yes or no questions about the following statements. Number one, Sammy enjoys reading stories. Can you think about this sentence? You know, this sentence is in the present simple tense. It has a singular subject. Because it has a singular subject, we have to begin our question by does. So we have to say, does Sami enjoy? We have to write the base form of the verb. So does Sami enjoy reading stories? Number two, he will visit me tomorrow. Now, this sentence includes one of the modal verbs, that is will. So we have just to move that verb to be at the beginning of the question, and we have to say, will he visit me tomorrow? Will he visit me tomorrow? Number three, Fatima lives in Aden. Now, this sentence is in the present simple tense, and the subject is singular. So we have to begin our question by does, and we have to write the base form of the verb. So we have to say, does Fatima live in Aden? Number four, my children went to school yesterday. You know, went is the past form of go. So the tense here is the past simple tense. We can say, did my children go to school yesterday? The last one, it got very cold here last night. Got is also a verb in the past. So we have to begin our question by did. We can say, did it get very cold here last night? Get is the base form of the verb. Now let's go to the second topic of today's session. The second topic is about WH questions. You know, the second type of questions is called WH questions. Now, what is the difference between the two? Yes or no questions and WH questions. For yes or no questions, you have to answer just by two possible ways, either to say yes or no. But for WH questions, you have to give a certain piece of information. Now, what about the form? Is there any difference in the form? You know, to form a WH question, you have to begin with one of the question words, WH words. They are called WH words. What are these words? These are words like who, whom, whose, what, which, when, where, how, and why. Now, these are called WH words, and they have to come at the beginning of WH questions. For example, who opened the door? Now, this question begins with who, which is a WH word. Now, look at the answer. Samir opened it, or Samir opened the door. So here, the answer should be a piece of information. It's not by saying yes or no. Second example, where does your brother live? Where? You know, where is a WH word. So we can say, he lives in Sana'a. Here, the answer is a piece of information. To form a WH question, you have to follow the same rules used to form yes or no questions. The only difference between them is the use of the WH words at the beginning of WH questions. Let's have other examples. Number one, what time does he get up? What? What is the first word of the WH question here? Then, number two, why do you take Saleh to the hospital? Why is used to ask about the reason? Three, how much does your bag cost? How is used to ask about quantity? Whose car is this? The last example. Whose car is this? So whose is also a WH word, and it is used to ask about position. Whose car is this? It is mine. Now let's have some exercises. Exercise number one. Add the missing question word for the following sentences. So here, just WH words are missing. You have to write a suitable WH word for each question. Let's begin with number one. Dash asked you to come. What is a suitable word here? Who? Who asked you to come? Very good. Number two, Dash pencil is this. The most suitable word here is whose, to ask about position. Whose pencil is this? Three, do you want? The most suitable word here is what. What do you want? Four, Dash, many brothers have you got? How is much better to be used here. You can say, how many brothers have you got? To ask about the number, the quantity. Five, did you leave last night? The best word here is when. When did you leave last night? Or you can say where. Where did you leave last night? So both of them are correct to ask about the time and to ask about the place. Now let's have the second exercise. Read the following sentences carefully, then form a question asking about the underlined words in each one. Number one, the doctor told my mother to stay in bed. Now the underlined words are to stay in bed. He wants you to make a question, a WH question, and the answer of this question is to stay in bed, the underlined words. So what is the best question here? You can say, what did the doctor tell your mother? What did the doctor tell your mother? The doctor told my mother to stay in bed. Number two, they often travel in summer. The underlined words are in summer. So you can form a question like this. When did they often travel? When? To ask about the time. The answer is in summer. Three, the house is mine. The word mine is underlined. So it will be the answer of the question. So the best question will be, whose house is this? Or whose house is that? That house is mine. The answer. It costs $20. Number four, it costs $20. $20 are underlined. So the best question will be, how much does it cost? So it costs $20. The last question, he sent them a lot of presents. A lot of presents are underlined. So it's better to say, what did he send them? What did he send them? He sent them a lot of presents. Now let's go to topic number three. In topic number three, we are going to discuss capital letters. You know the rules of capital letters. What is the most common rule for capital letters? Capital letters should be used at the beginning of sentences. You know, every sentence, whether it is a statement, a command, an exclamation, all of them should begin with a capital letter. Now, capital letters are used with the following situations. Number one, at the beginning of sentences and after a full stop. For example, the Quran is the holy book of Muslims. So the beginning of sentences. After a full stop, it is the source of Islamic faith. So it should be capitalized. Now, this is the first use of capital letters. Number two, geographical names should be capitalized. Now, what do we mean by geographical names? Names of seas, like the Dead Sea, the Black Sea, the Pacific Ocean, etc. Names of lakes, Lake Nasser, Lake Ontario, Lake Victoria, etc. Names of canals, like the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal, etc. Names of gulfs, like Gulf of Mexico, Arabian Gulf, etc. Names of rivers, like the Nile, the Amazon, etc. Names of mountains, like Atlas Mountains, Mount Everest, etc. Names of oceans, like the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean. Now, this is the second use of capital letters. So these words should be written with a capital letter, whether they come at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end of sentences. The third use of capital letters is for names of languages and nationality words. Languages like what? Like Arabic, English, French, Italian, all these are languages. Or nationalities like American, Arabian, German, Spanish, etc. The fourth use of capital letters is for names of universities, colleges, hospitals, and proper nouns. Universities like University of Science and Technology, colleges like Technical College, Teachers College, etc. Hospitals like Ashifa Hospital, Yemen Hospital, etc. Proper nouns like what? Names of people, Ahmed, Ali. Names of cities, Sana'a, Cairo. The Congress, names of buildings, like what? The Congress, etc. The White House also. The last rule for capital letters is that capital letters are also used with book titles. Titles of books. We have many titles of books like what? Hamlet, Sons and Lovers, Maliha, etc. All these should be written with the capital letter. Now, these are the most important rules of capital letters. Now, let's have the fourth topic of this session, which is talking about the comma as a punctuation mark. Now, the following are some uses of the comma. Number one, words and phrases in a series and dates. For example, yesterday I went shopping. I bought a pen, comma, a pencil, comma, a ruler, comma, and three copy books. Number two, it is also used for appositives. What is an appositive? An appositive is a word which refers to the same person of the previous word. For example, my father, who who is 75 years old still works hard in his farm. Another example, we lived in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, for many years. So the capital of Yemen is an appositive. It refers to the same name of Sana'a. So it should be put between two commas. The comma is also used in if clauses. What is an if clause? An if clause is always followed by a comma if it comes at the beginning of the sentence. You know, in the if clause, you have two clauses, the if clause and the second clause. If the if clause comes at the beginning, it should be followed by a comma. For example, if you work hard, comma, you will succeed. If it rains, comma, I will stay home. But if the if clause comes at the end, no need for a comma. You can say, you will succeed if you work hard. Now, let's have the last exercise. You know, this exercise is for both topic number 3 and 4, capitalization and punctuation. Capitalize and punctuate the following sentences. Number 1, my brother who lives in the USA is a doctor of administration. So my should begin with the capital M. Also, USA, you have to write U, capital U, S, also capital, A, also capital, because it is the name of a country. Doctor, D, R, D should be capitalized because it is an abbreviation. And then you have to write a full stop at the end. Number 2, Ahmed speaks 4 languages, Arabic, English, Spanish, and French. Ahmed should be capitalized, capital A, because it is a proper noun. 4, then Arabic, English, Spanish, and French, all of them should be capitalized because these are languages, and also there should be a comma separating each one of them. Arabic, comma, English, comma, Spanish, comma, and French. 3, if you visit Jordan, you can see the Mount of Olives. So if you visit Jordan, comma, because it is an if clause here, it comes at the beginning, you have to write a comma after the if clause. And then you have to write a full stop at the end. If also should begin with capital I because it is at the beginning of the sentence. Okay, my dear students, that was our last point in this session, session number 3. In our next session, inshallah, we will study progressive tenses and how to use suffixes and prefixes. Till next session, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening to this audio program. See you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللغة الإنجليزية 1. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العليكي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيّة.